Okay, this is number...
Six.
Six. So we're on road clips number six.
Yes.
This is Stephanie.
And I'm Anthony.
And we went to the range again today. Oh, we forgot to turn everything off. Radio, air, everything. So we were back at the range today again. And the arrows that you bought yesterday, the carnivores, we had cut and we did a quick fletch yesterday, which I'm actually going to post a picture of, and put tips on. You didn't get a chance to shoot them, though, because they're still drying.
Yeah, no. That's usually like a half hour. You want to let them sit and dry, and our normal adventure to the range on a daily basis is 45 minutes only.
Yeah.
So, but I bring my my Easton Carbon Axis arrows today to the range with me.
Yeah, because you only had like two of the other ones left because you broke them all.
I only had two FMJs left, so I had to bring something to shoot. So I bring my axes that I had.
Mm-hmm.
They're 6mm axis arrows, and they're the Under Armour editions, which, I mean, they shoot fine. They shoot good.
You got them for a deal, though, too.
I got them for a really good price. I got them for $50 for the half dozen.
Mm-hmm.
300 spine, like all my other arrows. I mean, they shot really well today. The only thing I noticed at the end of the day, or the end of us shooting for 45 minutes straight, was the inserts are starting to slide out of the shafts. And if you
sorry,
can
I'm getting
possibly
a chuckle out
hear,
of our daughter in the back. She's being squeaky today.
Our daughter's having a whole conversation back there. So, but I mean, the axis is always shot fine. Like when I first shot them, I was a little kind of like weary about them. But I'm kind of weary about every carbon arrow I ever shoot.
Yeah. But we also check all of our stuff.
Yeah.
You know, if something looks damaged, we don't continue to shoot it. So the likelihood of one busting on when we shoot and going through our hand.
Slim to none, yeah. I check the arrows and stuff all the time. And yeah, I do the same thing with the bows.
And then we ordered...
more arrows.
Yeah, since for the event that we're going to have next month, we have to have a... We're going to take 2 dozen arrows each with us because we're expecting that we're going to be losing some.
Yeah.
So we don't want to make it at the end of one course and then, you know, not take enough and then kind of be stuck out there with no arrows. So we ordered 2 dozen, for me, 400s.
Of carnivores.
Yeah, the same ones.
And 1,000 straightness.
Another
two dozen. And 300 spine.
Yeah. Because they can only order them by the dozen, so couldn't do like a dozen and a half. So you'll have some.
I'll have
you'll
six
have extra. Extra hours, yeah. And we're not putting the nocturnal knocks on there because they're too damn expensive to be losing in the woods for a one-day event.
Yeah.
So,
imagine 48 nocturnals at $5 a piece right now.
No, that's all right. That's, what is it?
$220.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, $220.
And just Knox.
Just in Knox.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not doing
that's
that.
That's fine.
So we're gonna get those in. We ordered them today, and this guy is a dealer for the Black Eagles.
Yeah, Saluda River's a Black Eagle. Black Deagle. Listen to me, like I'm talking about a fucking desert eagle.
So he said they might be in here tomorrow because they're coming from Georgia. So it depends on, since it's in the morning, their shipment might be able to go out today. And I don't know what rate he gets on shipping. Maybe they like next day them because we're ordering so much.
It may not even be next day. I mean, it's from here to Georgia is a one-day ship anyway.
Yeah, especially because it's in the morning too, so they haven't sent out any shipments yet.
Yeah. The shipment would probably go out about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock or so.
Yeah. So then that'll be it for, I mean, I'm missing a pack, but I'm starting to think that, you know, for just this event, because we're going to tube our arrows. So all I need is a small hydration pack with me.
And to shove the tube in.
And, attach the tube. So I'm thinking for this event, that's all I really need to be carrying with me. I don't need to be carting around this whole backpack. I don't need to be overpacking.
Right.
Like, we watched a video of one of the past events and one of the Gritty Bowman.
Oh, Brian. Gritty Bowman.
They were making fun of him because he overpacked for the occasion.
Oh, well, he came with a Kafaru Like,
it was like,
I can't even say a Kefaru, like a baller Kefaru pack, because any Kefaru pack is fucking baller as shit.
Yeah, they're nice
but
packs.
But yeah, it was, this was not meant for a day event. Like, if you would have brought, like, no. The, I think I call it the 14er is like what they consider their day pack.
Yeah.
You know, that's a day pack. Brian bring a pack that you'd be out in the woods for 5 days with.
Yeah, it looked like, yeah, you could have done like a week's trip with that pack.
Everyone else has like, you know, like the pack that I have, that like that bow pack style, you know, looks like an oversized book bag. Brian's pack went from like his ass to above his head.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I wonder if we could just do the Under Armour backpack that we have, and just rig the tube up in there.
You can. But I said to you, you can do it with that.
And
one.
Then just pack in yours. You'll have the hydration pack, and then we'll probably have like maybe.
We're gonna need more than one hydration pack.
We'll figure it out. Well, yeah. Well, you never know. It depends on the weather, too. Like, if it's going to be a scorching day out there, you're going to be drinking more than usual.
Right.
If not, I mean, then
and
you won't just, be drinking
just
that much.
Just because I thought of it, too. Because we were saying how we want to bring the packets of probably, like the single-serving packets like Mountain Ops makes.
Yeah.
Like, Yeti or Ignite or something. Arcabella's here now carries it.
Oh, really?
Yes. They put out an announcement the other day that they now carry Mountain Ops supplements.
Oh, we'll have to go visit and see.
It'll come in handy to go there, and you know, we can pick up the single serving packs. This way, we can just throw the envelopes in the book bag, because each one of us plan on having at least beside the 2 liter hydration pack, you know, probably one shaker full of water. This way, we could throw one of the BCA supplements or whatever the hell they call it in that, and have that with us also besides water. You know, have a nice thing of BCAs and electrolytes or something inside a shaker by itself.
Yeah, so before this trip, we'll have to maybe pick up a flavor, like a couple flavors, just to try them out.
I think they have a sample pack, I hope. Yeah, I know they sell it online.
We'll see. I'm sure if you buy one, if they sell the individual packages, like, separately.
Right.
You know how up at the register they'll have
some of that stuff? Exactly.
So I'm hoping they do that, because I don't want to be buying either a flavor in bulk that we end up not liking, and then you're stuck with all this shit. Or, you know, not trying them out before we go up there, and then you get up there, and you're like, oh, God, I'm stuck with this, like, nastiness. Because not everyone's going to like every single flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, that would be nice if they did it with their protein. If Cabela's sold, like, individual packets for protein. Because, man, that eggnog and that peppermint, just buy one of each and just kind of...
Eggnog and that was
the
from
protein. Mountain Ops.
Was it Mountain Ops?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
yes, it was, because it was on one of our episodes that I was saying, you know, I wish we could do like maybe an episode on tasting different things and doing, or I wish someone did like a crate, because the crates are like the in thing right now.
Yes.
And try to do sample each pack, but the cost that would do for someone to do a crate of.
Right.
Of all the sample, it's just not really cost.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of the companies, a lot of the smaller companies don't do single packets because it costs so much more to manufacture.
Well, yeah, because you got the extra packaging that you need
right.
to pay for.
It's easier to dump 5 pounds of powder in one big-ass tub and send it on its way than it is to put 1 ounce in every single packet.
Right.
So,
right.
You know. Which I mean, I never had thought about that point, and I know we've been talking. I keep mentioning the Bomars, but they actually had released a video why they have not done single packets, and it was because the cost was like almost 3 times as much per packet. So they couldn't sell you a single serving of their protein or anything else to where it would be equal. To, you know, if that exact amount of ounces was taken out of the 5 pound tub.
Too bad, and you couldn't get someone trustworthy enough to do that, and actually, like, you have the bigger tub and then they separate it in there. I mean, it'd be kind of sketchy getting this package of like little baggies with these different powders in them.
Well, we also have to watch too how much stuff we decide to pack, because I believe Mountain Ops Mountain Ops sponsors the Total Archery Challenge.
Yes, they do.
So they always usually have a booth, and they're always, you know, they have like Yeti and all that stuff at their booth.
I wonder if they're gonna have the $300 chairs. $300 the $300 ass holders.
No. When I said Yeti, I wasn't talking about the company Yeti. One of their supplements is called Yeti.
Yeah, but I still like the $300
asshole. $300 lawn chair?
No, I think Yeti is at these events, too.
Oh, yeah. Of course they are. But I'm just saying, but one of Mountain Ops' actual supplements is called Yeti.
Yes. Yeah. Listen, you got to be more specific when you're saying that.
Oh, God, yeah. I forgot you're a blonde. My bad.
No, it's just when you hear that, you think, oh, okay. You automatically go to you're talking about vendors.
Yeah, well, there's another cooler company. I mean,
Ozark?
No, not that. That's Walmart.
You said cooler company.
Right. Okay. There's another cooler company.
Oh, another
one. Where I swear, I don't know if I pronounce it right, but it looks like it says shitty. Like it's S-H-I-T-I. I could swear that I seen a picture the other day. It was two people, both wearing shirts from cooler companies, and one was Yeti and the other one was shitty.
It's spelled how?
I think it's S-H-I-T-I.
Shitty coolers? Yeah, that's how the spelling is.
Oh, God. Okay. I hope to God I'm butchering the name, because anyone who thinks that shitty is a good idea for a cooler company.
Okay, now it says, I go into their page real quick, shittycoolers.com. And on the front page, the first thing I see is, no coolers, just stickers, rep your half-ass cooler with shitty gear.
Okay, so it's a spoof.
Built for the broke. Stay shitty. That's a pop-up that came up. So, yeah, it looks like they're not coolers. They're just a brand. So you can put, the built for the broke products of our best sellers are voted on by the shitty team as top products in the shitty coolers store. They've got to sell coolers. Hold on. Let's see. They sell stickers, decals, patches, hats, clothing, set. Oh, I guess not. Under the lid? Maybe, Oh, no, they do. It looks like they do, whatchamacallit. When you get a product and you tell them what you think of it, they do reviews.
Reviews? Product reviews?
Yeah, it looks like they do product reviews.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, that's why it's shitty coolers, is that they do reviews of these coolers, and they name their company Shitty. So you can stick your shitty cooler sticker on your cooler. It's fucking funny.
That's great.
That's
awesome.
That's okay. Great. That's when you want to buy a Yeti, because then you stick a shitty cooler sticker on a Yeti. You can stick it on the chair.
I don't know.
What?
With all the YouTube videos and all that other stuff, and not to knock Yeti, but when they do the comparison of cup to cup, and there's no difference in ice and all that stuff compared to the Walmart Ozark cup,
uh-huh.
You know.
All right, I'm going to bookmark this. And then I will be putting it up on our Instagram account, which will be interesting.
Hey, look, a truck with a Yeti sticker.
Oh, yeah, that's look funny. At that.
South Carolina.
You know, it's funny, though. I see mostly in stickers, and I'm not trying to brand hate right now. And I keep hitting the mic with my hand. You see Yeti, and then you see Hoyt stickers.
Everywhere.
You always know someone's a Hoyt fan, they're buying Yeti. Motherfuckers. Nah, if you shoot a Hoyt, you're okay. If you buy a Yeti, you're okay. But I'm a PSD whore. I like PSD. I'm very not biased, but you know.
Bullshit.
I like, you know, because right now at this
when
time
when we go to events, I can't even get you to shoot other companies' bows.
No, the last time we were at the sportsman show, our son was with us. I just chose to stay with him.
And
you
were like, no,
kind of,
I'm fine. No.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get you. I would have taken Anthony for a walk. No problem.
Well, you know, it was also, I felt very cramped in there, too. And
oh,
it
was cramped.
I have an issue with being very closely around other people. So, when it's like a very cramped situation, I don't I could deal with it, but I don't like it. And shooting other bows and everything like that, it got a little weird for me. I'm getting better with it, though. Like, shooting around other people and being in larger crowds with it. So, you know, that's just, that'll come in time, I guess. So, but that's the update for today. And we moved my sight over to the right.
Yeah, there wasn't nothing.
I was drifting, yeah. So I'm not bad. I'm still working on my same issues. You know, when I physically actually think of what all the aspects, because there's a handful of things that I have to all shift and adjust together. So when I'm constantly thinking about all of them at the same time, I do pretty well. But if there's like one or two things that I don't focus on and compare it to the other thing that I'm focusing on, I still have to work on it. So, but I mean, I know my issues, so that's a start. And as far as the event goes, all we have left is
Rangefinder,
which we're just looking at sales. Because on the norm, they are what they are prices. So we're just kind of keeping an eye out for sales, weekend specials. Sometimes Cabela's will do a sale because of a vendor that's doing like one of their little, where they set up in the store and they give like a little speech about like they do a...
The promotional deals you're talking about?
Yeah. Or
seminar?
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. A seminar. And sometimes they'll do, depending on who's coming in the store, they'll do specific deals on their products because they're in the store. So,
right.
So we're keeping an eye out on that because there's no holidays from now until our event. So it's not like we can get like a 4th of July holiday or sale or something like that. And then that's it for equipment. You know, we will, we just have arrows and we just have to sight in our bows for the longer distances. But you said you have an app that we could just... get the speed of our bows. You put in all the information for the arrows, and it's supposed to...
Could print it up.
So then we can... They have practice.
Well, mine is actually programmed into the system.
Right.
So I can just clock my arrows, which... I believe these carnivores are only like 9.5 grains an inch, so they're really light.
Right.
Like, my Eastern Axises are much lighter than my FMJs. I mean, the FMJs are 12... Mm-hmm. Grains an inch, and the axes are only 10.
Okay.
And these carnivores, I believe, are lighter. Like, not much, but lighter.
Well, we can, at the range, we can actually get the speed of our bows. Stop turning on anything. And then get everything exact. So then we can get the tape on for the longer distances, and then what we can do is...
Make sure it's right.
We can... They have a little practice area at the event. So you can make sure your bow's, you know, all set up right just in case of anything. If, like, let's just say something happened with your sight.
We should get there early. We'll go to the practice range on Friday and go back Saturday for the shoot.
I don't know. I don't know if you could do that.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Because I think admission into the... I don't know. I'll have to find out. That's a good question, actually. But I'm sure just, you know, if you're there, you know, you have to, it'll have to be, like, what you paid for the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, but, yeah, that's the rundown, and then we just have the event coming up, and it's less than a month. So, we'll keep getting you guys posted. We'll once you shoot your arrows, because you have your Black Eagles you'll be shooting tomorrow, because they'll be all dry by
like,
then.
We're going to the range, like, a lot right now.
Yeah, we have to. But I enjoy it, too.
Yeah.
And, we'll update how those shoot and how you thought of that.
Yep.
And Definitely. That's that. So, until tomorrow, I should say. And that wraps it up for me.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
Well,
I didn't have much on this one.
That's all right.